We're about to head into the coffee break, but just wanted to really reiterate a couple of things. If you take nothing away other than this from this session, I think this is what is the most important thing for me, really, is that we do a lot of public actions, and yes, they're fun and joyful, but we don't ever take an action unless it's to get an intended reaction. We start from what reaction do we want, and then we plan the action to get that reaction. We don't just go off marching in the street. So Chris dressing as a dog was to get the press to cover the story, to put pressure on the council. Dressing up as Santa outside Sunderland University and putting them on the naughty list for paying poverty wages was to get a meeting with the Vice-Chancellor and to get it on the agenda of the board. And I think that's been the key lesson for me, that no action should be taken unless you really know what reaction it is you're trying to provoke, and then plan that way around. I spent too many times marching around the city centre of Newcastle along Northumberland Street shouting at shoppers and not getting anywhere, and that was probably why I hadn't thought about it that way. That there's not a crisis of good people, but a crisis of power, and how do we consciously, deliberately build our power to seek justice? Elections are just one thing that can help us bring about change. There are many other ways that we can also win change, and we have to not take our foot off the gas now that the elections are over, and that our relationships are at the foundation of all of this work. Relationships and listening, as we've heard so many times over this weekend. So we're going to go into a coffee break just now. We would love you to be back here promptly at 10 past 11. And when we do, we're going to continue the conversation. Chris is going to lead us through a spiritual conversation to help us think about what do we do when we get back home? Because wouldn't it be sad if we all did nothing other than come back again next year? So, we'll be thinking more about actions that will be taken collectively when we go home. So enjoy your coffee. Keep doing one-to-ones over the coffee if you have the energy for it. And we'll see you back here at 10 past 11. Thank you.